This is KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota, hearing local voices.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, and thanks for tuning into the Beef Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM Low Power, Two Harbors. If you find yourself away from this area, stream the show at ktwh.org. The Beef Farm Show consists of vintage in-studio performances of a variety of musicians and genre, and it's every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. This is Leslie and Carl's Beef Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. There will be a slight change in our Beef Farm Show next month, though. We'll be recording a Beef Farm session with Johnson Offmel on October 6th, and it will be aired the following day on Friday, October 7th, during the KTWH Fun Drive Week at the usual 5 to 6 p.m. In addition, we're so excited to have the Fish Heads from Duluth on October 21st, our usual third Friday, again from 5 to 6 p.m. Today, though, we'd really like to welcome the teen band from Superior, Wisconsin, Born Too Late. Welcome, you guys.
Hello, all you beautiful people. Thanks for having us, Leslie. Happy to be here.
We're really excited to have you. So let's just have the listeners find out what you're all about with your first song.
Should we just jump right into it?
Please.
That sounds good. Let's play a song off the album, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a little while.
Okay.
Here's a song off there. It's called Seven Sins.
Like barley and hops and grapes that grow on the vines. And we paid for the dirt with the money we stole from the church. And we say that we wanna pay them back, but we know we ain't gonna. It took us a lifetime, it took a lifetime to commit. We committed ourselves to committing seven sins. And so just let me know, we gotta let me know, baby, if you are ready. Seven sins, couldn't be that deadly. I've got a lust for life, can never be stronger than my pride. If the devil ever comes calling me, I'll eat every fruit from the forbidden tree. That's just me, I'm running away again, and I'm singing. We planted a garden out of all the plants we love, and we watered the crops with the rain that fell from above. And we paid for the dirt with the money we stole from the church. And we say that we wanna pay them back, but we know we ain't gonna. It took us a lifetime, it took a lifetime to commit. Ourselves to committing seven sins. And so just let me know, you gotta let me know, baby, if you are ready. Seven sins, gonna be that deadly. I want so much to have it all. Please don't catch me when I fall. Lay in the garden all the time. I eat my lemons and I peel my limes. Look, then you'll find me on the highest branch in the tallest tree. When I knock on the sky, they just let me in. There's no such thing as seven sins. Seven sins. We stole from the church. And we say that we wanna pay them back, but we know we ain't gonna. It took us a lifetime, it took a lifetime to commit. We committed ourselves to committing seven sins. And so just let me know, you gotta let me know, baby, if you are ready. Seven, seven sins, gonna be our death.
Oh, yeah, so nice. Wow, I just love that. You're listening to Born Too Late from Superior, Wisconsin today, and that was right off of their album called, a song called Seven Sins, written by somebody affiliated with their group. And I think it's time for the listeners to find out, who are you really? Who are the folks in Born Too Late? So I'm just going to ask you to say your complete name. And, you know, I don't usually ask a lot of our guests to say how old they are, but in this case, you guys are just kind of a wonder. So I'd like you to say your age. Rockin, could you start out?
Yeah. My name's Rockin Nelson Kavayat, and I'm 15 years old.
My name's Trax. I'm Rockin's brother. I'm 17 years old.
Hey, I'm Taylor Shikes. I'm 17 years old.
Wow. You know, I was had to look up when I remember you being in the studio last, and it was 4 years ago just about now.
It's been a little while, yes.
I know, isn't that something?
Yeah, we're happy to be back.
Yeah, thanks. And so... you guys were 13 4 years ago, and you were
11.
Oh, 11. Oh,
if they were 13,
yep,
I would have been 11.
That's right. So you were really, really started out young.
Oh yeah.
Because that was back in, I believe, December of 2018.
I think that's what we decided.
Yeah,
yes.
That was what we talked about, and that was a really awesome song off of your album called Rebel Child.
Yes.
Yeah. So, how about another song right away? It could
Let's
be from the album or not. And just so you know, of course, you are welcome to play originals, which we adore, but we also like covers or whatever you want to sing,
sure.
Anything.
Well, we can show. We can mix it up a little bit. We'll do another one off the album right now. This is one called Streetlight Mannequin.
Stepping out like the queen of the city. In the pit of your cherry heart, thought you looked so pretty. Well, you blew them away and they called you the wind in the willow. And your hair tastes just like a peach Remington cigarillo. Black lipstick in a backpack. You look like you could be my friend. You look just like a doll, you're a streetlight mannequin. Then you came crashing down like a storm in the summer. When the cold wind started to blow, you ran for cover. I shot you out of the sky with a bow and an arrow. But despite your eagle eye, you fell like a sparrow. Oh, well, baby, people can be so cruel, and you can never count on them. mannequin. What happened to the girl that used to have it all? Did you fall asleep waiting for your telephone call? Was it something that you did? Was it something that I said or no? You're a beautiful girl, you're a streetlight mannequin. You're a beautiful girl, you're a streetlight mannequin.
Yeah, all right. Streetlight Mannequin.
Streetlight Mannequin.
Mannequin off of your album, Rebel Child. Right. So that the folks at home know, you have produced a CD before this, haven't you? Could you talk a little bit?
I was just going to say this might be a perfect time to talk about the album a little bit.
So, all right, good,
so these
good.
People can know where we're coming from a little
Yay.
Bit.
Yay.
So, the Rebel Child project, the album that we just released, is a project that we started, probably, well, we started recording the project in the summer of 2021, but we probably started working on the project in late 2020, just building that collection of songs and making sure we knew how we wanted it on the album, recording demos, everything like that. So that's a project that took us about a year and a half to complete, but
wow.
Now that it's done, I'm very happy with the way that it turned out, and I think that we, you know, definitely didn't waste time, you know, perfecting it and, you know, getting it really, you know, the way that we envisioned it when we started this project. So in an answer to your question, we have done some recording in the past. Nothing of our own, nothing that really represented Born Too Late as a band. We've just recorded some covers. We've done some stuff with Eric Swanson at Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
Yep. We've done some stuff with MRC, the Music Resource Center.
Yay.
Which is...
well, sort of part of the Armory
Project.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, I know, I was actually just at a press conference that they put on just like... Jesus, it was like a year ago now. But yes, they're moving into the Armory shortly. They're remodeling it and everything like that. So we have done some recording in the past, but like I said, nothing that truly represented Born Too Late as a band and represented us. So I feel like this was a really big step in the right direction for us to continue our musical endeavors and really expand our horizons as musicians.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so well put, Trax. Very, 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 very well put. And that's exactly where your band is right now and what the album is bringing to you.
Yeah.
And it sure as heck brought some self-confidence and reassurance that you're doing the right thing and you need to keep on keeping on.
Well, to be honest, I don't know if I'm ever doing the right thing, but I just keep going and this is a roll of the dice.
I'm here to tell you, I believe you are.
Well,
you definitely are doing the right thing.
Thank you very much.
And none of your time has been wasted, not the experience recording, not anything you do, because it all leads to more and more and better and... Wow. And so it's all marvelous. Let's have another song. How's that?
All right, let's do it.
Great.
I'm trying to think.
I see Rockin' has an idea.
You
can say it right out loud.
Well, I was just thinking, since we were talking about recording, we did record a song with another local band called Medium Sized Woodpecker, and we got the opportunity to be a part of that project as well. So...
Sure, we
I think
can try that
we
one.
We should try that song.
Sure. Yeah, so this was a song that me and Rockin sang on and I played bass on at the time. Back in 2019, it's off of an album called Leather Jacket by a band called Medium Sized Woodpecker. I was listening to this song earlier today, actually, and I was just thinking it's crazy how much, especially rocking, how much your voice has changed. This is a song called Galaxy of Plastic Stars.
Very nice. And I do remember that one because that is a song off an album that you collaborated on.
Yes.
Called Leather Jacket, and the group's name was Medium Sized Woodpecker.
That is correct.
Very nice. And you know, it kind of leads us to what you and I were talking about before. Could you talk about, you know, Born Too Late is really these three members, Rockin' and Taylor and Trax, but also there's kind of a silent partner in your group. You want to talk about
it? Well, so yes, Born Too Late as it is right now, as you see us at any of our live shows, this is me, Taylor, Rockin', and then, you know, John Clark, which I believe you knew for a while.
Yes.
He was playing drums with us for a long time. He was actually the one that played drums on the album, or most of the songs on the album.
Uh-huh.
He had to move for work. So he is unfortunately not playing with us anymore. So we have kind of had drummers fill in for us here and there. A big shout out to every drummer that has played with us in the past 6 or so months now. Filling in, really helping us out a lot. But yes, as you were saying, we do have a mystery man. He's in the room with us right now.
I'm sure he is.
No, we do have so all these songs that are on the album, they're all Born Too Late songs, Born Too Late as a band. We also have a secret member of Born Too Late who has contributed a ton to the album and is an amazing lyricist and everything like that.
Yeah, so... I mean, people have asked me who, and we aren't going to say, but people have asked me who wrote these songs, who's the composer, who came up with this. You know, I am all about wonderful performers such as yourselves, but in my heart, somehow, those composers are the ones who have the most special gift.
Absolutely.
And so I always like to mention them.
For sure.
Even if it's a ghost person.
Yes, absolutely. No.
So, ghost person, you are so appreciated.
No, and you know, that's what I do like so much about the album is that you know, everybody contributed their own part to it. And you know, it's not like, you know, if where one person was going to, you know, write and produce and, you know, play all the instruments on an album, you know, it's going to be in that person's vision. But, you know, my favorite part about working on this project was that, you know, Taylor on the bass, he came up with all his own bass parts. And, you know, me on the guitar, you know, I came up with a lot of the rhythm stuff for the songs. And Rockin, she came up with, you know, a lot of the melodies and all the harmonies for, you know, all the songs. And, you know, our mystery man, like I said, amazing lyricist, you know, he came up with a lot of that stuff. And John on the drums, he came up with all the drum parts and stuff like that. So, you know, everybody contributed their own piece and it all came together in the end and turned into this.
Great, wonderful, thing. You can say it. And it is beautiful. So I'm watching Taylor. I mean, I know that Rockin' and Trax had somewhat of a musical, a performance and entertainment background. But Taylor, I don't have any of that information about your family. So did you just pop out as a musician without ever... trying it, or what happened?
Yes, I came out of the womb with a guitar.
Okay, no, Mom, did you hear that?
No, my uncles have been a very big support in what I do. I forgot my first guitar from one of my uncles, actually, and I was playing it on and off for a couple of years, and then once Trax talked to me and he was like, "Hey, we need a bass player," and I was like, "Oh,
that's kind
I
of
guess
a,
I need to start playing music again."
Of a funny story how we met, actually. Me and so I played baseball when I was little. Taylor did as well, and that's how we actually met. Is we played baseball together. I'm from Superior, but I played on a baseball team in Duluth, because at the time Superior didn't really have a team for my age. Division. So I went over to Duluth and played baseball, and Taylor happened to be on my team, and I don't know, you might have a little bit better recollection of the story, but...
No.
Okay.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
We were playing homegrown. It must have been homegrown 2018, because you started playing with us. I think you did your first show in October of 2018 with us.
Yeah.
So we were doing homegrown 2018, and at the time, me and Taylor were playing baseball together, and I told them about this show that we had, and it was at Clyde Ironworks. It was for homegrown. It was all ages. So his mom decided to take him to the show, and that was actually his first live concert or performance of any kind.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Oh, little baby.
Now he's tall.
Yeah.
He's very tall. I know you guys can't see him on the radio, but...
I'm still a baby, but...
But he towers
he's
tall.
Over me. Taller.
I know. Really tall.
No.
So, as a matter of fact, I think Carl and I were at Clyde. Yes, I know you were.
Been, yeah.
I know we were when you guys did that concert. Yeah.
We were there.
What was it?
We were there.
Yeah, we were definitely there and just... all pumped for it, and we weren't disappointed at all. Mm-hmm. And that was, of course, when you guys were 14, and you were 12 or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have you play another song. You know, we're all about the music.
I think we're going to... I think we're going to... No, we're going to do this one. This is another song off the album.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Good choice.
We're the first mate on a sinking ship that's been going down since you set sail. And you'll be the first one to jump when it starts to fail. And you're the mall rat in a drugstore stealing a lipstick from the counter. Even though you make $20 an hour. All you wanna do is sleep. You fill the spaces in between with a little white flower. You're such a crazy woman. You haven't helped me, cause I'm drowning. Just another victim of the sea. Short days, you'll be right here with me. We used to be pirates, now we're dying, cause our ship is going down. You and me and everyone in this town. And you just try to close your eyes. Inside, well, you better start swimming. Cause baby, I think you're dying. All hands on deck, shivering the timbers. I've never been through a hurricane like this before. I'm starting to quiver as I see your face when you walk out the door. And I'll just try to go. All these voices fill my head. I'm a little bit crazy, but I never said I was. We are the first mate on a sinking ship that's been going down since you set sail. And you'll be the first one to jump when it starts to fail. All right, in a drugstore, stealing lipstick from the counter. Even though you make $20 an hour. Such a crazy woman.
Oh. All right, very, very nice one again, called Sinking Ship.
Yeah.
Also, and you're listening to Born Too Late, and that was from their album called Rebel Child. I think it was the very first track on there. Very nice. You know, can you pinpoint maybe a band or two who really influenced you, or a person in your, you know, when you first got started, what made you go, I want to do music?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the first musician that comes to mind, just off the top of my head, is actually Neil Diamond. My mom has always been a huge Neil Diamond fan, and really introduced us to kind of a lot of the covers that we play now to this day. She introduced us to, me and Rockin'.
Yeah.
We didn't know you yet. No, but she introduced us to, you know, that kind of music. So Neil Diamond was actually our first concert. I was, how old were we?
Seven.
I was maybe seven, maybe seven.
What, you saw him live?
Yes, yeah. We saw him at the XL in Minneapolis.
Wow.
So that was our first big concert, and, you know, just seeing that and...
Wow.
You know, that was really what kind of, you know...
Did it for you.
Set that spark.
Yeah.
That said, so, you know, this is something that I want to do.
There, people ask me, parents especially, you know, with kids who are playing a guitar or a screechy violin or whatever it is, and they're going, you know, what does it take? What do you really have to do? And besides... lessons, of course, are always wonderful. Someplace like the Music Resource Center in Duluth is a wonderful thing to get your kid involved in. But, you know, also just that kind of support where you take your kids to a live concert. And bravo, Mom, and all the moms out there who can afford to take their kids to a live concert. Wow. That usually just kicks it in for the kid. And, you know, that's the kind of inspiration and motivation that can just, like you said, there's the spark right there. So that's a wonderful thing. Neil Diamond, huh?
Neil Diamond.
How about any local musicians that you might know?
Well, Leslie Black is the first one that comes to mind.
Not!
Well, Leslie, you were actually... So, some of you may know... Shane Nelson.
Shane Nelson is
mine and Rockin's uncle. And that really, he is the one that really got me and Rockin into music. I actually started out playing drums. So I believe the last time we were in here, I was probably on the cajon or something.
You were right in the doorway here.
Yeah, I remember that. No, but he really got me and Rockin into music. And
let's say that name again. That's Shane Nelson. Everybody around here knows Shane Nelson.
I was going somewhere with that, but I lost my train of thought.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, and so he was one of the ones who really got you going. Actually, you were a little bit shy about singing at first.
I know what I was going to say. I was going to say... not that it's very relevant to the question at all, but you were Shane's music teacher, and that's how we met you.
Yeah, that's right.
So yes, Shane, you know, has always been one of my biggest inspirations, music-wise, as well as Jesse Nelson, who produced the medium-sized Woodpecker album that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That me and Rockin collaborated on.
So Shane and Jesse, your two uncles.
Yep. Yes. So, you know, locally, though, they're absolutely our biggest influences.
Right.
But, you know, I also like to talk, when I get this question, I like to talk about some of the other members of our family, because it's not only musicians. You know, our whole family is very involved in the performing arts. We have dancers and baton twirlers and, you know, obviously... singers, musicians, we have carpenters, we have painters, we have everything like that. And, you know, I think it's less about, you know, it's absolutely about music, but I think it's more about just the art and the expression that you can put into that.
Oh, that my really gosh, Trax, that's really a wonderful, wonderful, more inclusive explanation, and opened my eyes to a little bit more, too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Very, very cool. It's, of course, the, you know, support from parents and family are the most important thing. Yeah. If you let your students know how important music is in your family or dance or whatever the art form might be, there you have it. Your kid knows that it's important in the family.
That's right.
And that's really what happened to you. And I did want to go back a little bit because you were talking earlier about how each one of you really compose these songs, because Taylor makes up his own bass part. So I was giving a lot of credit to the composer, but I know in developing something like a CD, it takes all of you to be creative and to have your input about the music. And I really don't want to make light of that, because you're fabulous at it, all three of you.
Well,
wonderful
you.
At making up what what makes good sense to a song.
Absolutely. There's...
Did you have something, Carl? Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything that's comparable in the area to the support you get from family. It just absolutely blows me away. And Taylor, I'm glad you have that in your family, too.
Yeah.
But I just can't imagine what it's like to have a family that supports you as strongly as your family does. They're at all events with you. They have you as active participants in the community. And it's I envy it. I've seen that so seldom in my life.
Yeah, it's a whole big community effort. It's community arts that you help to prolong in the Superior and Duluth area that you help to establish, and it really is a wonderful thing, and it's a family thing. And we who have been close to you these years know how much of a family thing all of this is for you. So, yeah. Encourage those kids, parents. Make it important in your family.
That's right.
That's what it really matters. So, how about another song?
That sounds good. We're going to play you guys, take a guess, it's another song off the album.
Good.
This was a song that we called it the secret song for a long time because we very seldomly played this song out at any of our live shows or even to any of our family members or anything like that. And it was kind of a little bit of a surprise when the album came out because nobody really knew this song. Because, like, you know, if people have come out to any of our live shows, you know, previous to the album release, you would have heard a lot of the songs that are on the album anyway. But this song, we never really played. Very seldomly. Every once in a while, we would bust it out, but very rarely.
I'm dying. What is it?
Well, I think you've heard it now.
Oh, okay.
This is a song called Follow.
Calm before the storm. You were the balm before the fallout. You were the radioactive fireflies that dance above the skyline in the city. Killed us all, but you look so pretty. You were paradise lost. You were the apple in the garden. You were the terrible nightmare garden in his sleep. And when you brought the devastation, he stood in awe of his creation. Saw the world through my eyes. You wrote the melody that moved me. Empty promises that pacified my mind. And when you sang your lyrics for me, you wrote the song that would destroy me. You were everything I stood for. You ripped my atoms all apart. It took a megaton explosion to finally break my heart. I stood for you. apart. It took a megaton explosion to finally break my heart. To finally break my heart.
Yeah, really, really nice. And the name of that one was?
Fallout.
Fallout.
That's the closing song on the track.
Yeah, on your album, Rebel Child.
Yes, and that's the Night Night Lullaby song.
That's a beautiful one.
That's the technical term for it.
Night Night Lullaby.
Night Night Lullaby. Well, I do have to say that in that song, again, as I've been hearing since you've been in the studio today, your musicianship has taken a giant leap. Your vocals are magnificent where they were good. Last time you were in the studio 4 years ago, they were good. They really, really have matured, and your harmonies are wonderful. Of course, I have this place in my heart for family harmonies, for brother-sister, mm-hmm. or brother-brother, or uncle-nephew. Yep. There's something about the quality of the voices that blends beautifully.
You know, I was just thinking about the other day. The first time I ever sang at a show, we were just, there's this, it's kind of a grocery store now. I don't really know what it is, but this cafe in Canal Park called Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
We were playing there one day, and, rocking, and my mom kept trying to get me to sing over and over and over again, and I would never do it. And, I was at the puberty stage.
My
voice was cracking all the time.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a thing.
Start singing right then.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So,
like a little dolphin.
No, I was so afraid to sing. And we finally did this show, and they finally got me to do that picture song. You know, that Kid Rock one? The living my life in a slow hell.
Yeah.
So they finally got me to do that one, and it was just terrible. That was like the start of that phase in my musical journey.
When you started wanting to sing.
That's right.
And so that is a big step for a real big step for a non-singer, just like standing up on a stage playing an instrument if you've never done before. It's all kind of scary till you get used to
it.
And that was sort of the beginning. Yeah, I remember you saying those exact words to me. No, I don't sing.
Yep, that's right. And then you got me to sing Fat Bottom Girls. I remember that, Leslie.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, in the kitchen.
That's right.
In our
kitchen. Right. I recall. Yes.
Oh, that's too funny. All right, so I think I'm kind of late doing this, but anyway, I need to tell everybody that you're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM Low Power and ktwh.org, Two Harbors, Minnesota. Remember to tune into our next Beat Farm. It's a bonus show, kind of, on October 7th. It's the Friday during our fall fun drive week. And it's unusual because we're usually only here, Carl and I, on the third Friday. But this is going to be a special show from 5 to 6 with John Sanoff Mellon. Boy, I know I'm not saying his last name right. Does anybody know?
Sonamel?
Because I've seen it saying son. I mean, I've seen it written son of Mel. There's that little kind of funny sound again. But, it is
Hopefully
what it is.
Yeah,
it is what it is. Yeah, we have a funny sound. But anyway, so John is going to be with us. He comes up from Hayward, and we're going to record him, actually, on October 6th, and then we'll air a special kind of a show on October 7th. And every Beat Farm show, including this one, is rebroadcast the following Sunday. So that'll hold true for Johnson Offmel's show and Born Too Late. You can hear this very show rebroadcast in a few days. And the shows also get archived, and sometimes going to ktwh.org, you can hear an archived show, and that's a wonderful thing. So we're back, though, with Born Too Late in the studio.
I'm definitely going to have to tune into that show on the 7th. That sounds good.
Yeah, John is quite
what,
a...
What time on Sunday?
We'll find out how to say his last name, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hey, yeah.
I sure should have
asked him by now. I knew that I was going to be saying his name over the air. But anyway, yeah, that's that. So, that'll be on the 7th. And that is going to be a special time for us. Folks might not know that our station turned exactly 7 years old on September 13th. And so of this...
Oh, my gosh. I have twin brothers that were born on September 13th.
They were on September...
Oh, no. Shoot.
October
13th.
Oh,
you
October.
Said, yeah,
you're a liar.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Yeah, September 13th is the...
Nice.
is going to be, in only a few days, in that whole week, actually, the 7th anniversary of the station. So it just started up only 7 years ago. It's still a baby, and we're...
Just like Taylor.
Just like
a baby.
Oh, no. All right. So anyway, that's... and then in later in October, we're going to have the Fish Heads on the show, and that will be a really fun time. So we're going to have... Actually, we're going to have two shows in October, and that one with the Fish Heads from Duluth. Most of you will know them. Their show is going to air. They're going to be live with us on October 21st and always from 5 to 6. Those rebroadcast shows on Sunday, however, are heard on the station from 3 to 4 on Sunday. So this Sunday, you can hear this whole show again from 3 to 4 o'clock. And we're ready for another song, please, if you would.
Let's do it. Yeah,
okay.
We're going to play you guys a song, kind of a silly little ditty off of the album. When we first kind of started messing around with this idea, I was very hesitant about putting it on the album, just because I thought it maybe took away from some of the other material on there. But my, to be honest, my mom talked me into putting it on the album because it was her favorite song. So we did, and
Go
now
mom.
It's now it's everybody's favorite song on the album.
Yeah.
So we gotta play it for you guys.
Of course.
Here it is. It's called The Apple Song. Now they're saying, pass a bag of apples in the grocery store, delicious and red. Ironically, Fuji. And on every single apple, there's a little circle sticker with a barcode and glue on the back. I'll throw away the apple and have a sticker for a snack. Because the most delicious part of the apple is the sticker. It's chewy and it's good for you too. The most delicious part of the apple is the sticker. And it's coming to a store near you. Tastes like a peppermint stick, and the glue tastes just like glue, baby. But the plastic babes like choking cats, so I won't give it to you.
It's your baby.
Now the apple tastes okay, I guess, but it isn't very much fun. I'm peeling off the sticker, and I'm eating everyone. Because the most delicious part of the apple is the sticker. It's chewy and it's good for you too. The most delicious part of the apple is the sticker. And it's coming to a store near you. The most delicious part of the apple is the sticker. And it's coming to a store near you.
All right. And a real high note at the end. That is such a cute song. So Carl and I, of course, were at one of your, actually it was your CD release party.
Yeah.
And there was a bushel of apples there, and that was just so fun.
That's right. That's kind of something we thought of that morning, and we were like, we had to go and get a bunch of bags of apples and throw them out during that.
It was so cute. That was good. And everybody's chomping on apples during your concert, and it was very, very nice.
I was scared I was going to bonk someone when I was throwing them.
I didn't hear anybody having to go to the hospital, so I think you were, that was a good thing. So, can you tell folks how they can get a copy of this album?
Yeah, absolutely. So our album, Rebel Child, is on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, everything like that. So you can stream it online. We also have hard copies, CDs, available at all of our live shows. So you can come out and check out a show and get a CD while you're at it as well.
That's great. And can you just tell us about your gig tonight? I know you're going to leave here pretty soon and go play for money.
Yeah. We're playing at the Log Cabin tonight in Superior. So it's going to be a really fun show. Tomorrow night we are playing, well, I guess tomorrow night we're playing a wedding, so you guys probably don't want to come to
that.
But tomorrow afternoon we are playing a walk for recovery. It's a 5K. That's going to be pretty fun. And then we do also...
Oh, where's that? Where will you be? Do you know? Of course
that's
you know.
That's a really good question. Yeah. I knew you were going to ask, but I was trying to avoid it so hard, Leslie.
Yeah, okay.
No, it's at... I think it's on the Lake Walk.
I think.
But we do have all of our events and all of our shows and stuff like that on our Facebook page, as well as, you know, you guys can keep up with new music that we're working on and going to be coming out with pretty shortly. We already got, the next album just starting to
come together.
Get in the works. It's just starting to come together. So, we're really looking forward to putting that out there and, further.
Yeah.
And just continue to release new material.
It happens to be striking me pretty hard right now. When we first started getting acquainted with you as a band, you had what I call a momager. your mom, Taylor, was your momager, and Carolyn and Grandma Judy were kind of your... And then somehow, Trax, you just kind of stepped into the role of manager, and I must say, oh my gosh, you are doing a bang-up job.
Well, thank you very much, darling.
It's really, really amazing how you've come to your own as a performer, as a writer. Your last bio, I just went, wow. And I thought, all right, Trax had somebody write that for him, right? No, those were all your own words, and you're being a great promoter for your band. And who needs moms? Kidding.
No, but I do give all of them a lot of credit. Because, yes, it's true that I have kind of stepped up into that role. Probably around the same time that Taylor started playing with us, 2018, 2019.
Right, and I couldn't believe it. I'm going, God, he's so young.
But I do give them a lot of credit, especially, my mom, for me personally, showed me a lot of, she kind of stays away from the music aspect of it, but she knows a lot about, the business end of it, and she really showed me the ropes when it came to, booking shows and promoting and marketing ourselves as musicians and artists. So I do give her a lot of credit for kind of, giving me, that knowledge and then sending me off.
Bravo. And also, Taylor, to your mom, I just forgot her name, her first name.
Shauna,
yeah. To your mom for, for managing you and raising you, and here you are with a wonderful band. Okay, I'm looking at the clock now, and we're starting to run out of time. So going back to how people find out about you,
yeah.
Are you on Facebook at Official Born Too Late, or you have...
Official Born Too Late. We're on Facebook. We are on Instagram as well, but mm-hmm. not as... We do most of our stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
So we have all of our events and videos and all kinds of good stuff on there. Booking
right.
information.
Right.
So, yeah, check that out. Give us a follow. Give us a like. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's cool. And then, so... One little piece, we're going to have you play another song, and that's going to kind of take us out of this session. So I do want to say that it was wonderful for you to come clear up here from Superior.
Yeah.
And Mom, who came up with you, thank you so much, Carolyn. And we just love having you. And we'll be looking forward to the next time. And Carl wants to say something, I think.
You know, when you start out as in a band... You have this notion that you're going to create this art and you're going to share it with everybody. But there's one element that people forget about a lot, and that's the importance of staying together as a group and working together. And I'm amazed at how you guys have continued to work together, how you haven't alienated each other, that you're all supportive of each other. It's just pretty amazing.
You know, yeah. One of my favorite quotes from a musician is from Stevie Nicks. She had a quote that said, being in a band is like being in a marriage. And that was it. And you can kind of interpret that however you want. But, you know, you really got to, you know, push through the hard times. And if it's meant to be, then the music will make it happen.
Yeah, wonderful. And that was a thought from Stevie Nicks, yay. All right, well, we wish you all the luck and continue with your wonderful music and new songs, but we're going to have you play one more. So what's that going
to
be?
We are going to do the title track off of, you know, our debut album, a song called Rebel Child. I just want to say thank you, Carl and Leslie and KTWH, so much for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity to come up and, you know, we'd... Love to come back again sometime.
And you will.
That sounds
I can
good.
Guarantee that.
Maybe we'll have to do something when the next album comes out.
All right.
That sounds
good. At the very least, maybe before that.
All right.
So here we go with the title song off their album, Rebel Child by Born Too Late.
Rebel now.